It's the Anna Hughes podcast. I'm back after a few weeks off doing podcasts for a variety of reasons. I'm back today and presenting you a self-recorded little show today, a few minutes on confidence and what it means to have confidence and some ways how you can build the confidence. Some things up front. I've been super busy. First of all, I've had a really big race last weekend, a 43-mile trail event in Austria. And I was really preparing quite well for it and had a great race. I mean, one of the best races, if not the best one I've ever had. I really felt like I had the race of my life. I finished as third woman, and I'm going to go into details about that shortly because it's all about confidence. And what it took to build it and what it took to trust and to believe in myself and how you can translate into your own life. So I've also been lacking the rhythm a little bit. I've been really feeling like it's been really intense work to come up with a new podcast every week. I think my goal of releasing a weekly show was a little bit too courageous and maybe a little bit too overpaced because it simply takes a lot of effort to find the guests, to find the people that really fit and suit the show. And another thing is that it's also quite an investment on my side. By the time I'm adding all the fees that I need for all the software and the time that it takes me to cut everything. So, you know, I just had to really weigh it up and discover that, or really find out that on a bi-weekly basis, it's a much better rhythm I can keep up and still want to be of tremendous value for you. So, like I said, today's episode is going to be about confidence. But if you haven't signed up for my weekly newsletter, which includes like a weekly Monday morning mantra sent to you every Monday morning, which you find on my website. And if you haven't already signed up, please do so. It's either ultra-running-insights.com or just check out my other website. It's called annachughes.com, where you get a little window where you can type in your name and email address. And you'll be sent 21 doses of inspiration that can change your life, potentially, if you take them by heart. You also receive weekly inspiration, a weekly newsletter, things I don't share online, either in my Facebook group or on my personal page. So this is something more intimate, more private I'm sharing. Also feel free to check out previous podcasts on my website, annachughes.com/podcast. You'll find the various previous episodes. If you haven't subscribed to my iTunes channel, please do so. It's the Anna Hughes podcast. You'll find it there and you can basically subscribe to the channel and download all the episodes you haven't listened to yet. Another thing is that I'm on the road to my 100-mile race, and I've started a YouTube channel a few weeks ago, basically trying to help you understand the journey that it takes for me to achieve that goal. The race takes place at the end of July here in the German Alps, about 100 miles away from home where I currently live. It's a race I really look forward to, and last week's 43-miler was a test how I stand, where I am in my training, what's been working, what hasn't been working, and more things have been working, actually, especially race nutrition, which is another topic I want to cover in a different podcast. So, yeah, and I'm sharing my personal journey to the 100-mile race and the actual race, because I know it's going to be of value to you who's maybe looking for training insights, for tips on nutrition, for the daily things that go on in life. Because, you know, I have a family, I have two kids to look after, I have a relationship, I have a business, an online business, which has just taken this huge leap in the last 4 weeks, which totally makes me very happy. It's also very time intense at the moment. So there's a lot of things going on, which makes the training, secondary in a way, because my priority is my business and helping other people like you achieving their goals. And secondary is my training, but I do it in such a way that the actual training creates a focus for the other areas of my life. So I'm going to show you the efficient ways of training for such an event. I'm also someone who, you can maybe relate to, because I have a different life. I'm not the full-time athlete who flies around the planet doing races and then puts up her legs and rests and recovers. It's not that reality. My reality is getting up early in the morning, doing my morning routine, meditation, journaling, waking up my kids, sending them off to school, doing my work online, creating every single day, 6 out of 7 days, fitting in my training, going to the gym, having quality relationship time with my partner, having to spend time with my kids on homework, on school stuff, organizing the weekends, having downtime with the family. Just, you know, life is intense. It's not overwhelming, but it's intense. And fitting in the training from such a perspective is a challenge, which makes it even more interesting because I need to think of ways how I can do it all. And today, it's about confidence, because confidence, I believe, is nothing that some people have and others don't. It's not even a trait, a personality trait of some people are gifted with confidence, they're born confident, and others are just these really shy characters, more introvert. But being introvert doesn't mean you're not confident. Confidence is not really loud. It's that silent action that speaks for itself when you're truly confident. The insecure people will scream and shout and be really loud, and they're heard everywhere, and they have a really different presence that's almost intimidating. But deep inside, they tend to be more shy, and they tend to be very insecure, and they need to cover this up. So true confidence, as it evolves in ultra running or running longer distances, is a different story, and it certainly helped me to build my confidence, which is, like I said, not a personality trait. It's something you can build and practice. It's like a muscle. It's like if you go to the gym and try and build your six-pack, or you want to just get a different body tone. Unless you go there on a regular basis, you're not going to build that muscle. And it's the same with confidence. It's a side effect of taking action. So let's say you do have some goal in the future that you're focusing on right now, whether that is related to your fitness or nutritional goal, say you want to lose a couple of pounds, you see that goal and you see yourself having achieved it and how you feel, what you look like, and you attach these emotions and visions to it. And then suddenly you think, well, what if I just can't keep up a really healthy eating routine? Or what if I just can't seem to do it? What if I lose my confidence? But it's never that you lose it, because it is there. You just need to strengthen it through action. And it doesn't mean to be loud, to be noisy, to be pounding, to be screaming, to be yelling. It means to take this inspired action, really finding out by breathing in, by doing meditations, of what it will take for you every single morning when you ask yourself, what will it take for me today to achieve my goal? What's the next tiny little step? And I'm talking about tiny little steps, because it's so much easier for you if you have a small tangible goal, like, okay, I make one healthy choice today, instead of saying, I'm gonna go all vegan today, I'm gonna go raw like tomorrow, and suddenly it's this really extreme change, which some people need. Some people are that character, and that's good, but for the majority of people, I'd say it's more down to setting in like small goals. So let's say today I'm eating one healthy meal, or mixing myself or making myself a fresh smoothie or juice and feel really good about it. Or I'm going to do an extra 20-minute walk today, or half an hour run, or swim, whatever that is for you. It just matters that through your action that's aligned to your goal, that you feel really fires you up and feels good, will bring you closer. It's also going to build that confidence. So as you grow confidence, you just have that sense of certainty, that self-assurance that you can surely achieve that goal. And it just feels good. Confidence is a state of being. It's a state of feeling. It's you know, I feel confident, as opposed to saying I am confident. It's not part of your being. It's a feeling. It's the same feeling as saying I'm feeling shitty, I'm feeling sad. I can say I'm feeling confident. And you can change any insecurity or any feeling of not feeling confident to the opposite, and saying, I'll do what it takes today. I think about one step I can take today that gets me closer to my goal, that makes me feel confident. So through your action, you're going to feel that sense of strength and goodness and kindness towards yourself. that's the real confidence. That's that confidence from within that's going to realize as you take the action. So that's my tip for you today. Ask yourself, what will it take for me today? What's one single step? I know I'm repeating myself, but sometimes it takes that repetition to sink in. And that's just the way I roll, because I often, you know, get told, well, you always repeat yourself. Well, I do, but I feel it takes that repetition sometimes, especially when I try to explain things that aren't so easy to explain, like what is confidence, what is self-belief, what is faith. You know, it's not easy, but I'm trying my best to give you an idea, a sense of knowing, a sense of experience I've had that can help you build your confidence muscles. So as you take that action, let's say with your dietary goal or your fitness goal, that muscle is going to grow, just like your body is going to grow in strength, or you're getting leaner. And, you know, it's that growing of your idea where you're going to get to, where you want to be, that goal. And that's confidence. It's a state of feeling. It's a feeling. So last week in my race, about halfway through, I felt really low, and not just in energy. I felt low in confidence. I just somehow sensed I was getting anxious, angry, resentful, annoyed, tired. Yeah, the whole spectrum of negative emotions. And there was a point where I thought, well, how am I going to pull this off for the next 40K? It's a long way to go still. I knew I was going to be on the road still for 4.5 or so hours. So I could quit, of course, but quitting is not my way of how I deal with insecurity and lack of confidence. It's, you know, I kept going, and with every step I just decided to just give myself an opportunity, give myself a chance, allow myself the possibility of feeling a different feeling and choosing a different thought that actually lights me up, not in a way that I would visualize the finish line already, because that would be too far away for that moment. But just thinking I'm going to get to the next 8 stations in just a few miles or in half an hour, however long that would take, and just see what happens. And as I kind of reprogrammed my thoughts and redirected my thoughts from feeling resentful and shitty, I gained confidence. I just built that muscle in my mind. And as I went running, as I continued on running, I was getting faster, I was getting stronger, although the fatigue kind of faded, my thoughts changed. And that's when I felt I was getting my confidence back. So it's like we're all born with an inbuilt, let's say, confidence, though I talked about it not being a state of mind or being a state of being, but it's not like I said, some people are born with it and others aren't. You're born an abundant being. You're born a being that's capable of everything. It's only throughout our lives that we get told stories, or we tell ourselves stories of, we can't, it's too hard, I'm never going to do this, I can't, yeah, I just can't. So, and if you can tell yourself that story, that's going to help, or that's going to support your decaying in your performance, you can do the opposite. Because you know what it feels like if you feel resentful and lacking confidence. So just start building that muscle by repeating to yourself, I can do this. I'm just going to take the next step and see how I feel. I'm just going to see that next attainable goal that I just know and have the confidence of being able to achieve. And the rest is literally going to flow. Now, it's not like that we have to make it a really big deal all the time of thinking we need to be super confident all the time, because when we don't feel confident in what we do or who we are, it's got nothing to do with the truth. It's more down to facing a challenge or facing up to a challenge that's there for you to serve you, to try and make you grow stronger. So through the experience in my race of feeling really low at one point, and picking myself up again and showing myself I can do this, I'm capable, I've trained, I've done the work, I built my confidence, and it got me to the next level. It got me to a new level of self-perception, of feeling very connected to myself, to nature, to the actual event, being really like tapped in, almost tuned in, tapped in, whatever you want to call it. And that's just a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful state of mind and just a delicious feeling. And if you just want to focus on that every single day, just trying to be more in that feeling as opposed to feeling resentful, angry, upset, you know, whatever these emotions might be for you, you're going to just feel more contented in your life. And we're not even striving for happiness, for the big words of super happy, contented, fulfilled. Just the next step to make you feel better. And it's all in your hands because you have the power of decision making. Only you can decide for yourself how you feel. And when I realized that on a very conscious level in the race, and knowing that nobody told me to do this, nobody forced me to run this crazy stuff and train for it and you go for it, I realized that I can control every single thought. And that's the power of the mind. It's the power of the mind in performance and sports too, which can translate into your life. So just try and take this example for your own life and see where you can apply it. And I really wish you all the best with it. And let me know anytime if you have any questions, if you need my feedback, if you want to give me, or if you have a question for me that you want answered, anything that concerns your fitness, your life, your contentment, your mindset, please get in touch with me. You can reach me at anna@annachughes.com. You can reach me on Facebook at Anna Hughes. You can find me in my private little group called Rising Endurance Athletes. The doors are open for you. I'm here for you, holding that space. I still have some slots available for various programs that I offer, from 4 weeks to 3 months. There's a variety of offers I have for you depending on your goals. So let's chat about it if it's an option for you, and if you feel like you are at a crossroads in your life where you feel like you want support and need support to actualize and realize your goals in the area of your fitness, endurance, lifestyle. Because I'm really big on this whole lifestyle and sports thing. To me, it's all about the lifestyle integration as opposed to seeing the sport as something that's outside of me. It's part of me, of who I am, part of my life. So that's what I teach people too. And if you're looking to lose some weight, if you're looking to feel a little bit leaner and fitter in yourself, you can also get in touch. So I'm here for you and I look forward to hear from you. Until next time, have a great week. Bye.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle 2 Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.